This is the SF Productions Podcast Network.
It's time for Decawatt Playhouse. Let us return to the 1980s and a small liberal arts college in western Pennsylvania. Here, without the distractions of alcohol or intervisitation, students had nothing else to do but amuse themselves with strange radio shows and college bands. Announcerbot, what have you retrieved from the vaults of history tonight?
Unnamed comedy show, February 6th, 1987.
Grove City's hotspot at 89.5. WSAJ-FM, Grove City, Pennsylvania.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the as-of-yet unnamed comedy show. My name is Keith Parrish, and I'll be bringing you the best in whatever it is I do. And my special guest stars for tonight are Bill.
Hello.
Hi, Bill, and Larry.
Hello.
The DA sweetheart.
I have only one thing to say, Keith.
What?
There's no accounting for taste.
I know, Larry. I know that.
You don't like bologna?
Well, no, as a matter of fact. It's kind of slimy, and especially when you have to peel that skin off around the outside. It's really, really disgusting.
I thought you were supposed to eat that skin.
Bill.
You've been eating that bologna skin all this time?
Don't you know what that bologna skin does to your insides, Bill?
What?
It turns them inside out, and pretty soon you are going to look like that the one baboon in The Fly.
What's even worse?
Wait a minute. Baboons are great big things, and flies are just real tiny.
Yeah, and look what happened to it.
Wait a minute. How is a baboon in a fly?
You know, Keith?
Yeah.
My mom always said that if you ate the bologna skins, you'd have bologna plants growing in your stomach. And soon you'd have bologna plants, like, sprouting out your ears.
Yeah.
Which is better than, I suppose, worshipping pineapples. But that's another subject entirely.
Oh.
Bill, stop it. Stop it, Bill.
Huh?
Stop it, Bill.
You're right.
Guess what, Bill?
What?
I have to play a PSA now.
Oh, okay. Is it a good one?
Has
it Floyd the Safety Droid? That's my favorite.
No, I'm saving that one for later, Bill.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Okay, but I'm going to play this one now, though.
Okay. Is it McGruff?
Well, no. You'll see.
Wait a minute.
You want McGruff? Here, I'll pull this.
No, I don't want McGruff. See, I don't like McGruff.
Oh, okay. Well, then I will play this.
Is it the one with the mailman?
No, it's not the mailman either.
Oh, I always thought it'd be funny to play the mailman one and then play the McGruff PSA after the mailman talk about all the dogs eat him. And then play McGruff, because there's this detective dog, and he says,
Bill,
let's take a McGruff
by
out of crime. It would be really funny, because the mailman just talked about being bitten by dogs, and
Bill,
then this crime fighter is really...
Bill,
what?
Shut up.
Okay.
Please continue, Keith.
Okay, Bill, guess what the weather is tonight?
What do you mean, what is the weather?
What will the weather be tonight, according to this sheet of paper that has the weather written down on it?
Oh, you mean like what will the temperature be, or you know, all those, like the high and low pressure fronts and the wind altitude and the
pollution
index.
You have no idea what the weather's going to be, do you?
I don't know. I don't do weather.
Keith?
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Why do they always give like the temperature at the airport? I mean, I know they don't do that in Grove City, but who lives at the airport?
I don't know. Anyway.
Besides that, isn't it always pretty much the same temperature inside the plane?
Bill,
did you know that some hangars actually are so big that they have their own weather systems and they have clouds and stuff on the top of them?
Jeez.
My hangars are all made of wire.
What? Oh.
Well, anyway, the weather tonight is going to be partly cloudy.
Partly cloudy? What in the heck does that mean?
That means that there's going to be clear skies and there's going to be clouds, so it's...
Well, I mean, is there ever a time that's wholly cloudy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, like clouds everywhere you look, like you're just completely surrounded by clouds.
Bill, most days you go out the door here, it's mostly cloud.
You're like walking inside a cloud and you don't even know it.
What do you think fog is?
Fog?
Yeah, fog.
Well, that's that that like misty stuff that you see in the distance.
It's a cloud.
No. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. I have something else to say to the listening viewers out there.
What?
If there's anyone who has a key to the record library who feels like coming down, I'd appreciate it because I need to get some stuff out of there.
Yeah, because I wanted to play some music for Mary Wenzel because she said she wanted to hear Johnny Mathis, and there's like no Johnny Mathis in the studio.
Well, I mean, Bill, he's just on everyone's top 10 list.
Well, I mean, Johnny Mathis, you know, he's like more popular than Jesus, you know?
Jesus Jones.
Well, yeah.
Bill, we got to watch what we say here.
Oh, sorry. Well, yeah, that's what I meant. But,
yeah, Jesus Jones from Liverpool.
Yeah, from Liverpool.
Yeah. I'm keeping my eye on you, Bill. I have to be careful here, you know.
You do?
Yeah.
Keith?
Yeah.
I'm outraged that he said that. I think we should have Ban Bill.
But wait a minute.
Ban Bill. Burn effigies of him on the quad. That's it. I'm going to go do it.
But Larry,
Bill, you say things
but
like
Larry,
that.
No,
it just shows that you have this God complex.
But no, see, Larry, it was
a
joke.
And I'm offended. I'm morally outraged. I can't believe it.
No,
Bill,
it was a joke.
Forget it.
It was a joke because like in the 60s.
Boys, shh. You just mentioned the 60s.
Yeah.
And I don't want any fights breaking out. I don't want fisticuffs. So I'm going to break this up, and I'm going to play a song. Much to the relief of the viewing audience.
But would you actually know a fisticuff if you saw one?
I think I would. So anyway, by the way, Bill, did you know that this show has the best corned beef in town since 1936?
Really?
Yep.
You mean better than that, what's that, like Hormel, aren't they the famous ones?
For corned beef? Hormel makes chili,
that's
you
chili.
Dunce.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
So anyway.
I guess you're right then.
Bill, guess what? There's all kind of stuff going on campus
tonight.
Stuff,
what
yes.
What kind of stuff?
Well, let's see. Salt Company's over, so you missed that.
I missed that.
Yeah. Co-rec swimming and bowling's going on till 9.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Keith, what is co-rec short for?
Coordinated recreation.
Sounds like it hurts.
Well, yeah.
Well, no wonder if you're swimming around and people are throwing bowling balls at you.
Co-rec swimming and bowling. I never thought. Do they actually bowl like at the bottom of the pool?
Well, see, the bowling balls hold you down.
Oh, I see. Well, that'd be exciting for about 3 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Thrashing about with bowling balls tied to you.
You know, they've really had a hard time with the ball returners and the automatic pin setters in that.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
I mean, the electricity in the pool, it's just, it's not a pretty sight.
No.
Larry, there's an SGA movie that's designed specifically just for you tomorrow night.
Does it have to do with some rooster guy?
No, it has to do with political issues.
Oh, political issues.
The China syndrome.
The what?
The China syndrome.
Oh, I see. It's about the state of China today, right?
Exactly. That's showing in Crawford tomorrow night at 8 and 10 p.m.
You know, I think they're really taking very positive steps in China.
I do, too.
Do you realize that if everyone on the continent of China leapt up into the air and landed, they could deliver the force of a 5-megaton bomb to any point on Earth?
Yeah, but did you realize that if you were standing on top of a penny and you dropped the Empire State Building...
That's really stupid,
it would
girl.
Really hurt.
It would really, really hurt if you stood on top of a penny and dropped the Empire State Building on top of you.
Do you, Larry, realize that in the 45 minutes we've been on the air, we have played 5 songs?
And I would be really mad if I were listening right now. I'd call you up just to get...
Yeah, why do you keep playing so many songs? It's really getting in the way.
We're talking more than Schmidt and Ken used to talk. I hope you realize that.
Really?
That's astounding.
That's astounding.
Gee, I'm kind of flattered.
Yeah.
Except we're not being very funny.
I think we're being funnier than I ever do all by myself.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, that's not said. I mean,
Bill, but do I hear Shrum over there?
Is that not redundant, sort of? Oh, yes. Andrew Danger is here, live.
Hello.
Andy.
Yes.
How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I am doing quite fine indeed.
How long have you been here? I didn't see you come in.
Oh, about 5 minutes. You were doing the news at the time.
Oh, I was. Okay. Yes. Have you been listening to much of the show?
Not really.
Oh. You're just kind of sleeping down here.
Yes.
Well, the parts that you have heard, do you think they're uproariously funny?
Do you want me to be honest?
Not really.
Oh, it was uproariously funny.
Okay, thank you.
Andy, by the way, came walking in with looking very, very dapper this evening. He has a suit and tie on. And immediately when a person comes in with a suit and tie, I mean, Bill and I hit the floor, quivering in fear, you know. We thought it was a narc. I don't know.
What's a narc?
Never mind, Bill. Never
Larry, what
mind.
The heck
to do
are
you? Cult, which
what
my
the
mom
heck are you talking about?
I'm just babbling away. I'm doing my Brooke imitation. Please continue.
Who's Brooke?
Brooke Shields. You know, she babbles a lot.
Yeah, you look kind of like Brooke Shields.
Like babbling Brooke. I get it. So
right.
Go on.
So anyway, I think that's enough of the list of show names for a while. There's
wait. You mean we just go on, and then you ask Andy two simple little questions, and then we just ignore him for the rest of the night? Is that how it goes?
Andy, is there anything else you want to say?
Well, you see, I haven't listened to the rest of the show, so I don't know if you've gone into pineapple worship yet.
No.
Bill, stop.
No,
Andy, why don't... I think I've beat the subject into the ground with everyone I know, so why don't you explain it tonight?
Well, as we know, we should be worshiping pineapples.
No.
But there are those who worship the anti-pineapple. Who is Dole?
Dole.
actually, Keith, Dole. I'm not real sure if we should be broadcasting this over SAJ.
Dole.
You have a point there, I guess.
Bill.
Yeah, Keith.
We just had a call. That's why we had the two Beatles songs. Because
I thought it was kind of nice, though.
Yeah, but see, I don't think the people are really appreciating our talking so much, because the guy who just called did suggest the name for the show be Worst Selection of Asinine Jerks, and I don't think that...
Oh, wait, I get it. WSAJ.
Yeah, but Bill, see, I don't really think that indicates that he likes the show.
Well, he must like it, or else he called you up to give it a nice name. And it was even a clever name. It's, like it was what's called an acronym. Like radar, each letter of the word stands for something. I don't know what the letters in the word radar actually stand for. But I think it's something really technical. Another cool thing about that word, though.
And now, TV's Webster...
Probably. But anyway, the guy who just called, he actually had a request, and this is a historic event. This is the first time I've ever had a request on the As of Yet Unnamed Comedy Show.
Gee, this is really exciting.
This is exciting.
And I think that's really nice. I'd like to thank that listener personally.
Viewer, Bill, viewer.
Viewer, I mean, excuse me.
Right.
I wonder what his radio looks like.
I don't know.
Maybe he could call back and tell us what his radio looks like.
No,
I guess all radios really look pretty much the same.
Yeah, so...
I mean, some are big and some are little, but...
So this is this is what he requested, Bill, so shut up and let him hear it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Keith, you know why Wham really broke up?
Why is that, Bill?
There have been a lot of theories about it, but you know why I think it was? I think it was those new Wham wives.
New Wham wives.
Yeah, you see, the old Wham wives were supportive of their husbands' careers, but the new ones, they just took up all their time, and they didn't understand that the music came first. That's what really did it.
Bill?
Yeah?
Do you suppose somewhere on this campus right now somebody is laughing at that?
Well, it could happen.
It could happen. It's not real likely.
For more information, please visit sfpodcastnetwork.com on the interweb. Thank you for listening, and farewell from all of us at Decawatt Playhouse.